Bill, when you guys broke down the tape from last night, what did you see and what stood out to you?
Yeah, you know, obviously what stood out was the end of the half. You know, it really was kind of a 14-play sequence where all three phases were involved. And all three phases made mistakes, whether it was offsides penalty on defense that gave them another shot at a third and 10, or it was a, you know, the muffed kickoff reception, or, you know, obviously the two fumbles inside the five-yard line, or one interception and one fumble inside the five. You know, so it was a combination of those things, and you know, we gave up 24 points there in a short amount of time. Very, very difficult to win in this league doing that. And we have to get together. We've got to meet. We've got to talk about it. And then we have to go practice and correct these things in practice. And these guys will hold each other accountable. Our coaching staff will hold them accountable. They'll hold us accountable. We're all in it together. And we'll work very hard to get it corrected quickly here, because we got a big one with Tennessee coming up.
Bill, is it, you know, we talk about mental mistakes. We also talk about mental toughness. Is there a separation here? Are these just mistakes, or is there an inherent flaw that's team deep with this?
Yeah, that's a good question, Dale. It's really good. I've thought a lot about that. This team is mentally tough. I think a team that wasn't mentally tough would really go in the tank in that situation. I really believe that. You know, we've all been around teams that were, you know, great teams. We've been around teams that were tough teams. And, you know, the mentally tough teams that I've been around were the ones that kind of fought back and regrouped at halftime. And, you know, still we didn't come out and play our best in the second half, but we certainly showed up there in the second half, only gave up two field goals on defense. We held them to under 100 yards rushing. Did some good things offensively to finally get the game within reach. You know, and like I said last night, my point was, you know, we had an onside kick. You know, whether we would have scored if we recovered it or not, who knows, but at least we were that close to getting back in the game. To me, that's the sign of a mentally tough team.
Does that, in some respects, make it hurt even worse, though, to be where you're close?
No, and I don't mean to say that. I don't want to come across as saying close is good enough, but any loss hurts, you know, and I think that's what you see with me. You know, with me, guys, like, you know, what you see is what you get. And, you know, 5 minutes after the game, after talking to the team, you know, I'm just going to kind of tell you what I think. And that's what happened last night. You know, these losses, they hurt all of us. It's not just me. They hurt our coaches. They hurt our players. Our players are hurting. I hurt for our players because, you know, they don't want to go out there and make those mistakes. As coaches, we don't want to make play calls that don't work out. We're trying to put our team in the best position to win. They're doing all that they can. They're doing all that they can to make the play, but we've just got to eliminate these mistakes. And I think if we do, we'll see a team that can really compete and win.
Obviously, you can't look into the future, and you hate to hear the words last year, but last year these kind of losses eventually sent the team into the tank. I mean, are you at a stage now where you've got to guard against that?
I don't think so, Dale. I really think that last year's last year, this year's this year, next year's next year. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with last year. I really don't. I know that there's a lot of guys that are in that locker room that were in the locker room last year, but this is a different team. That was the 13 team. This is the 14 team. I mean, this is just a different team. I really feel good about this team, even though that loss was a tough one last night, the way it happened. It was kind of an implosion there at the end of the half. I understand that, but I feel good about this team. I love working with these guys. Our staff enjoys working with them. These are tough guys that want to win, and it hurts them to lose, and they're going to come in here ready to go tomorrow morning to work to get it corrected.
Bill, when you look at those mental mistakes, I guess you can't lump them all together, but how does it fall much on you guys as a staff, how it's being taught to the players, and what falls on the players themselves? Maybe you have done everything you feel like you
have. Yeah, I think that's a good question, James. I mean, I think, you know, as a coach, we always take responsibility for the loss. I mean, we're the ones that teach it and preach it and scheme it and put it out on the field and want it to work. And then the players know that when they go out on the field, they have to perform. They have to hold on to the ball. They can't throw interceptions. They can't jump off sides. They've got to field kickoffs properly. They've got to not let the ball be thrown behind them. They understand that. But I think as coaches, we always look in the mirror first. And I think that's the right thing. That's always going to be the right approach with me, is to make sure that as coaches, we're doing the right thing. And we've got to make sure that we're correcting you know, whatever mistakes are being made out on the field, we got to get those corrected in the practice field, and that's what we're going to work hard to do this week.
Bill, on Ryan's interception at the end of the first half, obviously not the result you want, but are you okay with going to the air in that situation?
Well, you know, there was a conversation there, a quick conversation with myself and George Gotze on offense there about what to do there. You know, we felt like in that situation we would at least have the check down. We had a couple of mental mistakes on the routes there, and then Fitzy forced the ball, which he knows he can't do. So hindsight being 20/20, certainly I would like to have that play call back. But that was the thought process going in. If they played this coverage, we could check it down to Arian. If they don't, then maybe we can do this, and it just didn't work out well.
Do you like what you're seeing from Whitney Mercilus?
I thought he played a tough football game last night. I think he's one of the more improved guys on our team from when we got here last spring, or, you know, last winter into the spring OTAs and training camp in the summer. I mean, he's really gotten better every time out on the practice field, and then I think that's shown up in the games, and that can only help our team. I think he's a hardworking kid who really wants to be good, and it shows up that he's, you know, his hard work is showing up on the game field.
Of all the things that your team is struggling with right now, what's the one area that you're most concerned about?
I would say the two areas that we have to do a better job with are we cannot turn the ball over. We've got to stop turning the ball over. And I think probably the big thing to me is we've got to eliminate the line of scrimmage penalties, the too many men on the field, the offsides. You know, we had one false start on offense. We had defensive offsides. You know, those types of things we can control. So we have to make sure that we're correcting that, showing that on tape. Hey, guys, look, we got to have better focus here. Whatever it is we have to do to correct it, we're going to do that. But those two areas are areas we have to, you know, stop turning the ball over and correct the penalties.
Bill, we saw Clowney work out pregame. Where does it stand with him? Do you think he can play against Tennessee? And did he say to you that he wants to go in, or how did that process kind of play out?
No, we brought him there, and we knew that we were going to work him out before the game. You know, he feels good. I think before the game, he still felt his ability to cut wasn't totally there yet, but he feels really good, and he'll practice this week, and we'll see how it goes this week in practice. But he should be out there in practice, and we'll be able to see it firsthand and see how he feels, and then be able to make a determination pretty soon about whether he can play or not.
Coach, on the national broadcast, Mike Tirico said that you had said you would see Ryan Mallett at some point. I don't want to misquote you, but
right.
Under what circumstances would we see Ryan Mallett at quarterback?
Well, I think that Ryan's improved every week. You know, he's getting a better grasp of what we're doing here. I think the things that he's trying to work on, accuracy, you know, just consistent accuracy, things like that. I think he's working hard to get those to a level where they need to be able to play a lot of football in this league. You know, Fitzy's our quarterback, and you know, when you look at our tape, you know, it's not – you cannot just point to one position and say that that's the position that is at fault. You know, there are a lot of positions that need to play better. We need to coach better, all those different things. And it all goes into why sometimes we stall offensively. It's not one guy. So, you know, we're going to continue to work with both these guys in practice, and we'll see how it improves, and hopefully it'll get better and better, and that'll help our offense get better.
Bill, you said what we see is what we get with you, and I noticed your frustration in the media room after the Dallas game and then again last night. What is that dynamic like in those first 5 minutes when you're with the players? Is it a little different than with us?
No, it's about the same, Randy. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not kidding. I don't know. You know, it's something when we lose, I don't feel good about it. And I tell the players what I see. And I talk to the players a lot about things that I can do better, things that they can do better, and what we all need to do better to move forward to get this thing going the right way. And then obviously I walk right into the room with you guys, and, you know, it's pretty much – maybe with a little bit different language, but it's pretty much the same thing. But, you know, it's frustrating, you know, because I know that, and you guys are, I've since the day I got here, you know, the Houston media has been very, very fair, and I know that you guys have. You know, when I was growing up, I used to love. I was from Boston. I read the Globe Sports and the Herald Sports every day. I mean, I really enjoy that part of sports, and so I understand that you guys have a job to do. But you know, I have a job to do too, and we've got to get these things corrected. And if I believe if we do, I have a strong belief in this team. I believe if we can get this thing headed in the right direction, eliminate turnovers, eliminate penalties, you know, not give up big plays on defense. If we can do those things, get our players in better position to make those plays, to do those things, to focus better, then you'll see a winning team.
The coaches, communication the way you like for it to be. You know, when, for instance, last night on the Le'Veon Bell touchdown catch last night.
Yeah.
You saw DJ Swearinger. He was very demonstrative.
Right.
Is communication where you want it to be? Or?
Probably needs to be more consistent. You know, when you watch that play, we didn't adjust that very well. We had worked on that in practice. It just didn't get communicated. In the heat of battle, it didn't get communicated very well out on the field. And so, you know, at the end of the day, somebody's got to fix it. DJ was trying to fix it, and he just didn't get there in time. You know, so that's an area that we really have to work on both sides. You know, we really have to continue to make sure that our communication is at an all-time best when we take the game field. That's something that we're going to work very hard on this week. And it's those types of plays where it occurs, the big plays, that's where you'd never want it to let down, and that's where it's sometimes is letting down on us. Otherwise, it's been pretty good, and it's just these big plays every once in a while it shows up, and it can't show up then.
In that specific situation, do you fault DJ for not just ad-libbing because he sees the guy out there?
I don't fault anybody. I really don't look at it that way. I try to say, you know, who was supposed to go out there with the guy? And then, okay, if that doesn't happen, we can't really have a long conversation about it. We have to fix it. Somebody's got to fix it. So I don't really fault anybody on that. I just think we have to go back as a coaching staff and make sure that we align it tomorrow. Hey, here's what happened. Remember now, this is what we need to do. This is what you need to look for. This is the call. Who goes out with them and run it a couple times and make sure we get it straight.
And then on the fumbles, I mean, it's not like you guys don't harp on protecting the football over and over again. Sometimes a defensive player makes a good play. But, again, in DeAndre's situation, very similar to Andre last week. Is it a conscious effort, a thought process missing when he drops the ball there?
I think what happens is I think if you look at whether it was Andre's last week or Arians or DeAndre's, I think you're looking at three guys that really are trying to make a play. And all of them occur when you're trying to, you know, go for the extra yardage. If you look at Andre's, he's trying to catch that thing, break a tackle, and go score. Because if he breaks the tackle, he's got a chance to score last week against Indy. You know, you look at Arian, he's trying to get us out of the end zone. We're backed up there. He's trying to strive and really drive for extra yards there. And then when you look at Hops, you know, he's trying to make a guy miss and maybe, you know, get 20 more yards. So it's not, you know, of course you want these guys to take care of the football better, but I think these guys are pressing to try to make a play, and we got to make sure that they know, hey, look, at the end of the day, ball security is the most important thing.
Bill, a couple years ago, DeVere Posey at the end of the season was kind of a rising wide receiver for this team, and he had the injury. Where is he staying with you guys right now? It's been seven games, and he hasn't been able to get on the field.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a guy that's working extremely hard in practice. I thought he had a good week of practice last week, especially during the middle of the week, he had a really good practice. You know, when we look at our 46 game day roster, you know, we're looking at special teams. We're looking at our offensive game plan. Is it going to be more tight end oriented? Is it going to be more receiver oriented? And I think so far, going into most of these games, we've decided to take about either 19 or 20 players on offense and then take about 23 players on defense. That's what we've done so far, and he just needs to keep working hard. He's a great kid. You know, he's a guy that eventually I think will help us. He just needs to keep working hard in practice.
Coach, you mentioned Whitney Merciless' improvement. Over here, Coach. You mentioned Whitney Merciless' improvement this year. And, you know, he's a guy who said in the preseason he was kind of embarrassed to lose his job to a rookie. When J.D. comes back, do you expect J.D. to go back into the starting lineup? Or has Whitney shown you enough, played well enough, that he can continue to get starter reps and you work J.D. back into the mix?
Yeah, when J.D. comes back, he'll have to work back into the mix. I mean, that's not just going to be something that's handed to him, that's for sure. And so, you know, Whitney's played well enough to deserve playing time, that's for sure, and that'll be a competition. And when JD comes back, hopefully this week, you know, we're not going to put him back in there and play 70, 80 plays like I was saying last week. You know, he's going to be kind of, for lack of a better term, eased back into the rotation anyway. So Whitney will still be out there, but that'll be a competition. That'll definitely be a competition. You don't just hand it to a guy, you know, coming off of 6 weeks being out, especially when the other guys played pretty well.
Bill, Brian Cushing obviously coming off another serious knee injury and a new defense, but he hasn't really played to the level we've come to expect from Brian. Are you guys still confident that he can get back there this year?
Yeah, we are. We are, Dave. You know, I think in dealing with a lot of these guys over the years that are coming off of knee injuries, you know, that first year back, it always takes them a while to get back into the swing of things. You know, I think if you look back at some of the guys I've dealt with that have come off of knee injuries, you know, maybe it is, you know, 8-9 games into it where they're truly trusting their knee and their full speed. You know, I can't say enough about Brian Cushing and what he means to this team as far as his leadership. You know, I think he's a heart and soul type of guy. He's been a great guy in this organization. He's a tough guy. And he'll continue to get better and better, you know, coming off of that knee injury.
How is A.J. Boye doing? It looked like he was in some discomfort last night.
Yeah, he should be fine. I'm not sure totally what was up there, but haven't got the final injury report yet for the day. But he should be fine. He looked after the game. He told me he was fine. He'd be ready to go this week.